I'm not worried about the choruses. Okay? So here we go. We'll do the verses. We'll do all the verses individually with no choruses in between except for the last one, and then we'll go into the
code.
Yeah. Just one more time to make sure we have that. So here we go, Sopranos. Ready? Ready? And one, two. Just get the words together. Here we go. Ready? And one, two.
In the shadows of the city, by the shadow of the steeple, by the relief office, I saw my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there whistling. This land was made for you and me.
Thank you. The chorus. All right, ladies. Was a great high wall. Ready? And...
Was a great high wall there that tried to stop me? Was a great big sign there said private property? But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That sign was made for you and me.
Now, can we watch...
Property two syllables, right? Go ahead.
That sign was made for you and me. That sign was made for you and me. You and me. You and me. Not you and me. I have both things going on right now. I have you and me and you and me. I'd rather be straight. Okay? And that sign was made for you and me. Indicate that somehow in the music. Can we do the modulation right here? Yeah. So let's do that. Ready? That side again. Ready? And.
That's fine. Let's go.
Awesome.
Naughtiness is
What's been passed out now is our mentorship list for 2017-2018.
Thank you.
New York City Labor Corps.
Thank you.
Your name is on all information that you gave to IELTS.
I want to remember it.
But it's in for
thank you.
Undated Eugene.
Everybody write the date on.
Please
Me too.
You too?
They didn't put my cell phone, that's strange.
I didn't want to miss that.
I don't think I'm going to do that. Who do we tell?
Who do we tell?
Who do we tell?
Let your section leader know, please.
My email, my cell phone number is not written there. So I want to write it down.
Give me your email.
I'll forward you.
Your lead, your
look at your
Thank you.
No, you're
back here.
Please
let your
section leaders know. Still
not. And the section leaders, please give me the correction.
Nice to be here. Apply the French is the same. The French is half the same. She said, oh, same. Don't hurt. I'm not singing.
It's pretty powerful. It's so good to have
Barbara?
So it's just one person?
No, it's a mistake here in a number.
Tell Sue.
My email is wrong. No, my email. I get all of Jana's emails. I get Barbara's emails. So this thing is like 5 years old.
I haven't been at work.
Long correction on here.
So which one is it, Sue? No, I have two emails for you.
They both start now. This, that one's totally wrong. It's spelled wrong.
So I have Peter's got this.
At startmail.com.
At startmail?
I have left on the email.
Oh, I got to fix it on my phone.
And it's very difficult. Then check the other one.
I got requests for music from all of the section leaders, and I ran off everything that everyone requested. So maybe it'd be less distracting if, you know, either now or toward the end, you come see me and I'll give you whatever you need.
Did you hear what he said?
Yes.
He ran all copies of missing music or need to see.
Denise has a quick announcement for one of our celebrities.
Lincoln Bonner, he was honored for veterans, for a veteran at the QWL ceremony on Thursday. I was able to sing, and he sang it, and you were there. Jesse was there. So,
hey,
thank you. Nice. Like a secret thing from Amsterdam.
This
is your privacy.
The most important. Notice, or the two notices, is the Friday when we say for the nurses, must be on time, it's part of their convention, breakfast convention, and they will start on time, okay, they have coffee and danishes and whatever they offer to us. Don't
throw your plate
up.
Yeah,
you gotta
see it for it.
I know. Big plates of food.
That's not their thing. It says that Barbara, you have enough. We have a tomorrow. We don't have a very nice task for the first couple of years. We need to jump to the table, ram the nurses aside. Many years ago, one of the things we have to do is to run a brochure to give out to office at wherever we sing for new members. But we actually did it many, many, many years ago. And bleeding. But anyway, we have a batch of the old ones. It's a little dated, but if anyone wants them, I'll give them to the section leaders. The brochure's to hand to people who might be interested in joining the tour.
Chorus assembles at 4. Am I to take that as we arrive at 4?
No. We're going to assemble. The program starts at 2, right, Sarah? I will go over it again with you again.
I suggest in the next email you put down arrival. because this...
What if you get there early and you're watching the program? Where do you go?
Okay.
To assemble.
We're not the only ones on the program, so that's why we try to, you know, direct information. Of course, there are a lot of people on the program. It's not going to be exactly at this time we're going to be on, exactly at this time we're going to be off. So,
well, some earlier.
We know anybody who had to speak.
Joining us, if you want to. We already went over that.
Okay.
So it's really basically the program, anyone can do it. We can only have 200
and judge your appearance by that, that information.
So just a couple of additional words then about Saturday. So when you arrive, okay, and there's that area that's roped off for the chorus, okay? When you're looking at the stage area, just try to like visualize it in your head at that moment, because we're not gonna have a chance to go up there and rehearse before we sing. Is everybody following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is one of those situations that I did a couple weeks ago with you guys where I had you guys kind of wing it. Remember, I said, we walked in singing Sia Humba just for fun to see how well you handle that. So I really, really, really want you guys to come in and be aware of what's going on. Okay, this is Saturday. Okay, so you'll sit in the area that's roped off, and then you need to look at the stage. And if you're looking at the stage, okay, you need to think, where would I be standing? Okay, and I know sometimes people get spatially confused, okay? So if we're on the stage, like what you're doing right now, okay, and you're looking at the audience, the altos are, we always are over here on the right, looking at the audience. Next with basses, then tenors and sopranos. So if you're looking at the stage, it's the opposite, right? So you're looking at the altos. So you need to be thinking of that as we walk up to the stage, because I'm just thinking, I don't think we're going to be able to sit perfectly and then go up there in these beautiful lines. That's what I'm thinking, since we're not going to have time to really talk about it, especially if some of you guys are getting there and quietly sitting down when the program has already started with other things. Is everybody following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need everybody then to arrive focused. Okay? And not distracted. Okay? I need you arriving dressed. Okay? Do not arrive holding coffee in your hand. Okay? Everybody got what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need to arrive, enter, quietly sit with the labor forms, put your stuff out of the way quietly, immediately, have your folder in your lap, ready to go. So that when I stand you up, and I just say, go to the stage. You just walk up there, and you're like, I'm looking at the stage, which means altos are there, basses, tenors, sopranos. And then when you get up there, and you're kind of like standing in a little blobs, and I have to very easily adjust you, don't look like deer in the headlights. Everybody got that?
Yes.
Just don't be like... Okay, I've seen that look before. I'm serious though, okay? I want you to be very like, oh, Jenna just asked me to move that. Oh, yeah. Everybody understand?
Yes.
Okay? All right. Okay. Because Friday, there will probably be like at least 5 minutes where Susan can say, everybody look where the stage is, so you'll be able to like kind of show them. But Saturday, no, we don't have that. Okay? Is everybody following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I would really appreciate that. Okay. So let's try to hit a couple songs that we're going to do at MetLife that we haven't done in a while, okay? And I should have this order for you by my email this week, just so you can go ahead and have the order for MetLife Monday. We can just go ahead and knock that out. We have two, after today, we have two rehearsals before MetLife. But most of the music on the list, we've been doing a lot, so I'm not like stressed and panicked, okay? So let's look at Life on Earth. So amazing.
Who's on the list?
I don't know.
I don't have that.
Oh, she just gave it to me.
Oh, we've been doing
it. You don't have it?
I didn't see it on her list.
But you have it at home?
Yeah.
You have it on the list.
I know. It was? I didn't see it.
While you're getting that and you're finding it, the only other songs that are on the list for MetLife that we're not doing either Friday or Saturday that might be a little challenging are this one. Okay. Stand Up for Workers, which is going to be fine. We just haven't done it in a few weeks. How Can I Keep From Singing? Okay, and then the other ones that might be a little trickier, the holiday songs. So see, I've tried to make it kind of doable, you know what I'm saying, with the repertoire that we've been working on for Friday and Saturday, so it's not like 15 songs that we're going to have to do in 2 weeks, you know what I mean? So it shouldn't be a problem, okay? This one will probably be a little bit of work, so let's do it. Life on Earth. Here we go.